Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 357. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. We start things off this week with a track by Dear Darkhead. That song is called Ice Age. That's on the band's album Strange Weather, which came out March 25th on St. Marie Records. You're going to hear a lot of coughing this week because my throat is still not working. I've been sick, I apologize, and I do not have a fancy console with a cough button, so there you go. That band I know very little about. I hear they're from Summers Point, New Jersey. I have been there. I like that song the best. It all kind of has that same sort of, machine to it, the kind of cold and detachment. That song just seems to do it the best. Anyway, music for you. I shouldn't be talking. I don't sound good. I know. Let's play a track from Close Lobsters. This song is called Under London Skies.
Thank you. London, solidarity. This is London, Peter Parrott, the London that resists repression. We'll be right back.
And we truck right along there. We started that set off with Close Lobsters. Is it Close or Close? I don't know. With the song Under London Skies. That's on the brand new Desire and Signs EP, which won't be out until June 2nd on Shelf Life Records. That band from Paisley in Scotland has been around forever and ever, and it's nice to have them back there. After that, we heard from the Posies with We Are Power. That's from the band's new album, Solid States, which came out April 29th on Low Jinx Records. That band based out of Seattle. Also been around forever and ever, but this is a very different album for the band. That track is probably the most Posey-like on the album. The rest is, I don't know, less Posey-like. Very electronic, some of it very, very pop. One of those tracks, I mean, it could be a Backstreet Boys song or something with only minimal arrangement changes. So buyer beware on that if you're looking for power pop. We ended that set there with Connection from Portsmouth, New Hampshire. That is the song I Think She Digs Me from the band's first album, New England's Newest Hitmakers. That came out originally in 2011, though Rumbar Records has just re-released that, I think, April 1st of this year. And it's a very good power pop album. Well, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, less talking, more music. This is Mean Jeans with the song Michael Jackson Was Tight. We'll be the end. I put you in a bit of a time capsule there. That was The Freeze with the song The Criminal Inside. That's on the band's album Misery Loves Company, which was released in 1991 on Tang Records. Of course, a Boston, Massachusetts band, mostly known for their kind of very, very early 80s hardcore punk stuff. And that was an album that I didn't have, but they did play that song when I saw them live a couple weeks ago, and I really liked it. And I went back and picked up that album, which I think was their third album. And I think at the time I heard that album and went, oh man, they became sissies and just didn't pick it up. But I like it now, and I like that song quite a bit. It feels a lot more like kind of mid-80s LA skate rock than it does Boston hardcore punk, but I like it. Before that, we heard from Mean Jeans from Seattle, Washington. That song, Michael Jackson Was Tight, that is on the album Tight New Dimension, which came out April 22nd on Fat Records. Boy, I had great stories to tell you here, but I just don't have the voice for it today, so let's wrap things up. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 357. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook and Twitter at Sid Much Rock. Now, sorry about that. I've tried to edit a couple of coughs out, so I have spared you some. Let's look at the concert calendar here, things that are coming up this week. This is, of course, Friday the 6th. Red Kate is playing with Blondie Brunetti and Witch Jail at Josie Records. Amana Martha is playing on the 6th at the Granada. And, of course, right now is Middle of the Map Fest happening all over Westport generally. I think the 7th is that same Red Kate show, but happening at the Tank Room with the same three bands. I just saw a flyer for that, so I'm not sure which I'll make it to. Looking ahead, Tortoise on the 11th at the Granada, Harmar Superstar the 11th at the Bottleneck, the 19th Off With Their Heads at the Bottleneck, the 20th Flogging Molly at KC Live, 21st Dirt Nap at the Record Bar, or Hip Shot Killer at Davies, the 25th Block Party at the Madrid, Dive is playing at the Bottleneck on the 26th, you can get your punk rock on the 31st at the Riot Room with Subhumans. And then looking into June, The Cure on the 8th. Manor Fest is happening the 10th through the 11th. Venom Inc. is coming to the Riot Room on the 11th. Modern Baseball, the 12th at the Granada. The 13th, Damian Girardo at Riot Room. And the 23rd, Was He, with Schwervon, I believe, is playing at Davies. A couple new things on the website since the last podcast. Photos and video of that Freeze Red Cape Bad Idea shows that happened a few weeks ago. And then last week, photos, video, and a little account of the Toad Tartar, Little Big Bang, Scammers, and Schwervon show at East Wing. And that's the show that I think gave me my deathly illness. Punks and cigarette smoke in a musty basement. It did me in. Anyway, one last song for you this week. It is by Atoms and Void, which is a project of Arlie Karstens, who you may remember from Juno. This is a project that he worked on for a very long time, and it's a post-rock thing of sorts. I like this track a lot. It's called Waves of Blood. The album is called And Nothing Else, and it comes out May 20th, I think, on Arctic Rodeo Records. So give this one a listen, drift off with it, enjoy that one, lose yourself in it, and we'll talk next week when I might be actually able to do some talking. Bye.